CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Take, did you go back to sleep again? Wake up, dear.
No, I'm not asleep.
You better get up. You'll be late to work. Now listen, be sure and weigh yourself and mark it down on the chart in the bathroom now.
What?
I made the chart we talked about. Put it in the bathroom with a pencil right there. So after you weigh yourself, mark it down. That way we can keep track, you know.
Keep track of what?
Now, don't start that, dear. You know perfectly well what...
Well, of course, this morning I am absolutely famished. Look, why don't we start our diet tomorrow, huh?
Now, look here.
Well, I'm just lying here thinking about how I'd like some nice hot wheat cake swimming in maple syrup.
Haven't you any willpower at all? I mean,
no.
We haven't even started our diet. Here you are weakening already.
No, darling. I'm just teasing, really. Now, I wanted to hear what you'd say. Of course, we're going to diet. Wasn't I the one who suggested it?
Yes, but I do think we should weigh ourselves each day without fail, and we shouldn't lose over a pound a week. That's the sensible thing. Get up now. Our 300-calorie breakfast will be ready in 20 minutes. Where's the butter? What do you mean, where's the butter?
I mean, where's the butter and the cream for my coffee?
Now, look, if we're going to start our diet, dear, either we start cutting down, you know, on the things that put on weight.
Cutting down is one thing. That doesn't mean cutting out everything, for Pete's sake.
We decided last night here, we wrote it down exactly what we'd have for breakfast. Orange juice, one soft-boiled egg, one slice of toast, and coffee.
All right, we didn't write down anything about no butter and no cream. I mean, I cannot eat a soft-boiled egg with a piece of dry toast. You know perfectly well I can't drink black coffee.
Put some milk in it.
What's it in?
A tablespoon of milk would only be about 10 calories, whereas all the heavy cream you use is about 50 calories right there. To say nothing of 2 teaspoons of sugar, which runs you about 50 calories also. Now, wouldn't you rather save that 100 calories and tack it onto your dinner allotment? I mean, say a little dessert. You could have a third of a cup of tapioca pudding for 100 calories.
I'm sick of this diet already.
Oh.
But I'll stick to it.
And remember now, when you meet your men friends for lunch, no cheating now, just fruit salad and Melba toast.
Yeah.
So while he was talking, the client just fell asleep.
Now, come on. Well, Fred, finish your story later, will you? The girl's waiting.
Oh.
what are you going to have for lunch?
Well, I didn't mean to keep a pretty girl waiting. I'm going to have the hot roast turkey sandwich. Only make that French fries instead of mashed potatoes. And mixed green salad with French dressing and coffee apple pie.
See, I'll have the fried shrimp, Mabel, with plenty of tartar sauce. And bring me some of that clam chowder first. And see, line it potatoes, green beans, coffee. Oh, and the Boston cream pie.
I'll have the fresh fruit salad, plain, no dressing, coffee.
Fruit salad?
Yeah. And maybe a couple of pieces of Melba toast. No dessert. Thank you, Mabel. Okay, go on with your story, Fred. You were saying...
What's the matter with you, pal? You sick or something?
Yeah, what's all this fruit salad Melba toast business? You got an ulcer or something?
Nope. Just cutting down.
Doctor's orders?
No. Just watching the old waistline, that's all. Discovered I'd put on a few pounds, thought I'd better take them off. The older you get, you know, the harder it is to take off weight.
Oh, boy, don't talk to me about weight.
Yeah, I think I've put on a pound or two. I haven't weighed myself for months. Our bathroom scales went on the blink.
I weigh more than I should, I know that. But it's my wife's fault. Katie's always saying to me, look at you, you're getting like a barrel. I said, oh, whose fault is it? Yours. You know, she's the one who bakes the pies and cakes and cookies. You know, if I do decide to cut out those things, she says, what's the matter? Don't you like my cooking?
you can't blame Katie, Harry. No, let's face it. If you let yourself get fat, it's your own fault.
Who's fat? Oh, I may have a pound or two I don't need, but I'm big bone. That's where most of my weight is. You know, big bone people always weigh more.
No, I know. I didn't say you were fat, Harry. All I said was it's our own fault if we put on weight. That's what I meant. I'll tell you something. We all eat too much anyhow. We don't need that much. Certainly not all that pastry and desserts and stuff. I'll tell you something else. You'll feel better if you don't stuff yourself.
When did you start your diet?
this morning. I had half of what I generally eat for breakfast. You know what? I feel better already. You know, you guys would feel a lot better, too, if you just had a fruit salad instead of those greasy French fried potatoes and those slabs of apple pie.
Why is it that people who go on a diet always want to drag everybody else along with them, huh?
What's the matter? Haven't you guys got any willpower at all?
Plenty, plenty. I can resist you and your dieting. It's not going to bother me at all just to sit here and eat my fried shrimp while you nibble on your Melba toast. Hey, I'll tell you what. If you can be talked into your favorite dessert, a nice, fluffy, juicy strawberry cheesecake, I'll pay for it, and I'll give you a buck to boot.
Harry, he can resist a dollar. Let's up it to $5.
All right.
Just think, pal. All you have to do is eat a piece of strawberry cheesecake, and Harry and I will pay you $5 just for eating it.
Yeah.
Cut it out. Cut it out, will you? Look, you're not going to wear me down anyhow. You're not. Sitting here at the table with you two chubby butterballs, the man of real will.
All right, I tell you what. We'll just order the cheesecake and set it on the table where you can get a good look at it.
Go ahead. Won't bother me a bit, boy. I'll just sit here eating my fruit salad and watching you two put on double chins. Apple pie, 350 calories. In that tartar sauce, that must be around 500 calories.
Oh, come on.
It is the way you pile it on, Harry. In fact, I just happened to bring my little calorie book with me, boy, so I'll tell you exactly to the thousand just how many calories you're eating.
Calorie book.
Yeah, here we are. Yeah. Clam chowder, and you're having the cream kind.
Let me tell you something, pal. That's hardly the way to make friends and influence people.
Oh, leave him alone, Fred. Let him have fun. It's all talk. You're looking at a man here who's going to wind up having a delicious strawberry cheesecake.
Really? Well, all I can say is I'm proud of you. It makes me kind of mad that Harry and Fred tempted you.
Oh, they didn't, honey. Well, what I mean is I wasn't really tempted. Honest, I've made up my mind to diet, and I'm going to diet. And you know what? I feel better already.
I do too, honey. I really do. I made myself a fruit salad this noon, and I thought, now, isn't this better than fixing cream peas on toast, you know?
Sure. I felt like $1 million at the office all day. By golly, I could see the difference. I wasn't sleepy from a heavy lunch.
I know.
You know, I don't think I'm going to mind this dieting business at all. I don't.
Because remember, dear, now, this is just the first day.
Well, look, today has proved that I can pass the test. I mean, if I can sit there and watch my friends stuff themselves with everything that I love to eat while I sit like a rabbit with my lettuce and raw carrots and then not mine. Mm-hmm. I mean, half the battle is won.
Oh, good.
I mean, I may lose my friends, but I'm certainly going to lose weight along with them.
Well, I just hope we stick to it. For example, we planned hamburgers for tonight, and when I looked them up, one small patty, 2.5 inches in diameter, is 100 calories. Now, according to our calorie limit, we can only have two.
Two? You took 2.5 inches in diameter? You mean yeah. Two little dinky...
100 calories. Now, if you have another, then you have to cut out the vegetables, and you need those two, dear. We have to have a balanced diet, you know.
Two little dinky for dinner? For Pete's sake, I'm hungry. But for dinner, at least I
can. Now, look, they say your appetite adjusts after a while, and then you're not hungry, so you won't need to worry.
Boy, mine better hurry up and adjust it. All right.
Also, if you eliminate chili sauce on your hamburger, that's 50 calories, and then you can have skim milk on your tapioca pudding.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with George Petrie and Joe Silver and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Stuart Metz speaking.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart speaking.